In the wake of George Floyd's death, Black conservative leaders are finding common ground with their liberal counterparts on a host of police reform policies. Christopher Von Drawcheck of The Washington Times has written about these changing views and joins us now. Christopher, your article profiles two documents from partisan opponents. So what are they about?
Yeah, so the first document is from essentially the Obama-convened task force, the 21st Century Policing Report, and it outlines a number of ways that police departments could and should switch to a community policing model. And the second document is from Project 21, and theirs is called a blueprint. It's somewhat similar, but it definitely shares more of their viewpoints on the sort of ideological scale. But interestingly enough, there are some overlaps between these two documents from, again, from sort of left-leaning and right-leaning contingencies.
Are people from these two contingencies beginning to speak to each other more in the wake of Floyd's death?
I think so. Senator Cory Booker basically had sort of said, you know, we're seeing strange bedfellows emerge on these issues. And he pointed to the 2018 criminal justice reform that overhauled sentencing guidelines that brought big bipartisan support and eventually got the green light from Mitch McConnell and then ended up being enacted by President Trump. And so I think there is real momentum that there can be some consensus on at least a few of these issues that have been percolating now for 5 years or more.
Christopher, what are some of the areas that need to be addressed within police departments that the two sides can possibly agree on?
Sure. So the big one that I saw in reviewing these two documents was the end or the sort of dialing down of civil asset forfeiture. And this is basically a practice that people may be familiar with, but it's when law enforcement will confiscate property, personal property, private property, during the course of an investigation when someone is suspected of committing a crime. And both groups essentially have said this is drastically used to weaponize against communities of color and minority neighborhoods. And the argument from the Obama document basically says, look, we saw in Ferguson that fees and fines and the civil assets forfeiture is used as a kind of sort of penalty before there's been a court or a judge to intervene to assign guilt. And on the other, from the Project 21 group, they cite a Nevada Policy Institute document that says that two-thirds of the instances in which civil asset forfeiture is employed, it's employed against and used against neighborhoods, essentially 12 zip codes, that have an average of 40% residents of color. And so they're basically saying, you know, they're removing wealth in some respects from these neighborhoods. And this is all done sort of extrajudicially, before there has been guilt even assigned. And so that is the first, I think, big major sort of crossover between both political groups.
We're speaking with Christopher Von Drawcheck of The Washington Times. Christopher, another thing that perhaps needs to be addressed is the amount of lethal force that a police officer can use against a suspect. Is that under discussion?
It is, yeah. So they have different ways of talking about this, the two groups do. I spoke with Marie Fisher, and she's a member of Project 21. She is in Maryland, and she basically told me that, you know, in the instance that sort of sparked everything, which was the death of George Floyd last Monday in Minneapolis while in police custody, she said, you know, the original phone call that was placed for law enforcement to respond to the George Floyd incident was over a counterfeit $20 bill. And she said, why in the world are there four officers responding to that kind of a call? Why isn't that assigned to a police detective? Why isn't that an issue for the Secret Service, who apparently, you know, handles forgery or and counterfeit claims? And so she talks about police escalation in terms of more methods and practice and having a reasonable response. And she, again, is sort of more from the conservative angle. The Obama document, that task force has similarly talked about police de-escalation and the phone call of civil rights leaders. Sherrilyn Ifill, the head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, called for a nationwide or a federal statute, essentially, that would also change what is being considered right now as qualified immunity for police officers and the standard around that. Right now, an officer has to be able to simply say, I felt like my life was threatened to use lethal force. And essentially, a number of people on the left would like to change that and make that a higher threshold.
Thanks, Christopher. Christopher Von Drawcheck of The Washington Times.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.